A former Alaska lawmaker facing retrial on federal corruption charges plans to plead guilty this week. Vic Horing will change his plea on count one of the indictment against him, according to his lawyers. Horing and another former lawmaker, Pete Cott, were scheduled to be retried after their earlier convictions were thrown out for prosecutorial errors. Cott last week signaled his intent to plead guilty as well in his case. Anchorage Daily News reporter Richard Maurer has been covering the story and joins me now. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
I am well. What are Cott and Horing going to plead guilty to?
Well, Horing was facing a three-count indictment. He's going to plead guilty to a single count of conspiracy to commit extortion. Pete also was facing three counts. He's going to plead guilty to bribery, Pete Cott.
Do you have any sense of what kind of a plea deal they may have worked out?
You know, I don't. The government isn't talking. Their sides aren't talking. Clearly, there is a full plea bargain. It wouldn't surprise me if they end up getting just time served plus some extended period of supervised release, probation.
It does seem difficult to imagine them agreeing to go back to prison.
I'd say so. Pete Cott really had more of an incentive to plea because he had a 6-year sentence altogether, and the one charge he agreed to plead guilty to only carries 5 years. So under any circumstance, he'd have the worst outcome he can imagine. He'd shave a year off his term. Vic Horing had been sentenced to 42 months, 3.5 years. So he likely had some kind of deal that was worked out that's going to save him some time as well, maybe all the rest of his time. They both served about more or less half their sentences.
And Rich, as you've just reminded us, these former lawmakers were both convicted previously. Remind us now why they're headed back to trial.
You're right. They were both convicted in 2007 after trials. Juries in Anchorage found them both guilty on 3 of their 4 counts. As many of the listeners might remember, after that, Senator Ted Stevens was tried in Washington, D.C., with a very aggressive legal defense team. They, through their efforts and also through the trial judge, uncovered what would appear to have been some failure by the government to turn over favorable evidence to the defense. In particular, information about the lead witness, Bill Allen, in the case. That, in turn, resulted in them not getting a fair trial, according to the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals.
This has been going on for quite some time. What's still left hanging in this corruption probe that began several years ago?
There's not much hanging at all. These are most likely the last of the defendants. The only other thing that's lingering is what's going to happen with the prosecutors. Judge Sullivan, the judge in Washington, D.C., who presided over the Stevens trial, hired a special prosecutor to investigate the prosecution team for malfeasance, essentially. That's been going on for a couple of years now. Nothing's ever come out of that. There's also a Justice Department investigation, and that's sort of unknown. But it appears that all the defendants who are ever going to be charged have been charged.
Richard Maurer is an investigative reporter for the Anchorage Daily News.